The national lockdown, which was due to end on Wednesday, has been extended until month end and will cost the country approximately $150 million in economic losses for the month of February. This from Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley as she addressed the country this morning during a COVID-19 media briefing at Ellara Court. Ms. Motley said while the country has done reasonably well in containing community spread, it's not yet where health officials want it to be, and as a result, the measures currently in place will continue.
COVID don't respect the dropping of the guard. It don't respect it at all. And therefore, if we're going to get out of this, I'm appealing to people to literally let us just chill, let us just stop. Let us just do what we have to do in the next 11 days. The government will extend the circumstances, the restrictions, the pause, to the 28th of February. We will, however, open mini marts Monday to Friday. There will be no opening of supermarkets on Saturday or mini marts on Saturday or Sunday because we are asking people to just cool it and stop.
Ms. Motley said it's likely there will be a $78 million loss of economic activity in the current two-week lockdown, and a further $70 million is projected for the extension. But she said the decision about the restrictive movement came after extensive consultation with her economic team.
And I asked a simple question. Can this country withstand any further extension of the period of pause or stop? The simple answer from the finance and economic team is yes, that we will be hurt by any further extension, but it will not kill our economy and it will not collapse our economy. I used the opportunity on the weekend to have extensive discussions too with other officials regionally and hemispherically, including the IMF, and we're all agreed that the economic impact of the lockdown, while rough, can be withstood by the Barbados economy.
It's Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. Meantime, Health Minister Lieutenant Colonel Geoffrey Bostic explained the slowdown in the country's COVID-19 testing. He also told the media that this was due to the lack of the reagent required, but says they're hoping to begin clearing a backlog of tests shortly.
In fact, we would have ordered these kits in September last year, as well as October last year. But up to now, we've not been able to receive or obtain those kits. And that is after several telephone calls. This is just the way things are in terms of the shipping routes and supply chains as a result of COVID. But we've not sat back waiting on these supplies. We've done some of everything that you can consider. We've checked with other sources, other countries, private sector contacts and others.
The health minister also gave an update on the cluster at the geriatric hospital.
Out of that situation, we started with an initial case. There have been 5 additional cases, 2 kitchen staff members and 3 nurses. Asymptomatic. We've done a lot of testing at the hospital. All of the patients have been tested and more than once, and they're all negative. And the remainder of the staff, except for 20 who we are waiting tests for, they are all negative. So that the kitchen, which was stood down and sanitized and everything, is going to be back in operation from today.
Minister of Health and Wellness, Lieutenant Colonel Geoffrey Bostic. The Barbados Private Sector Association says it supports the decision to extend the lockdown for the next 11 days. Chairman Edward Clark tells Starcom Network News that government's decision is understandable.
It is not something we look forward to, but I think we all understand the objectives and it's trying to bring down the case count. The business community will more than fully cooperate with government. We understand the government's position, but it will be hard. But it is a price we have to pay if we want to get ourselves rid of the COVID virus. That's right. It's still very, very important for people to follow the requirements and made by government and do what is required and stop messing around with this virus. There's nothing to mess with. And let us work together as a country to try and get back on our feet.
Meantime, the Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Association says it respects government's decision to extend the lockdown. But General Secretary Dennis DePisa says it's important that government consider all the factors.
If the government in its wisdom believes that that is the best approach at its own effort to combat the economy that support it, but we also still maintain that we have to strike a very delicate balance. That is, of course, preserving life, but at the same time keeping the country functioning such a way that we still be able to keep some level of business activity.
General Secretary of the Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Associations, Dennis DePisa. The head of the Unity Workers Union, Senator Caswell Franklin, says there's a heightened fear among nurses in Barbados following yesterday's death of one of its colleagues. He's charging that the Mia Motley-led administration must take responsibility for the deaths from COVID-19 as a result of its policies and actions and a refusal to take advice. Senator Franklin says, too, that he will not be taking the AstraZeneca vaccine. He was among a select number of persons requested by the Cabinet Office to have the jab done at Ellara Court.
I am not going anywhere near Ellara Court to take a vaccine. One. Two, I am not certain about these vaccines. As a matter of fact, I have more doubt and certainty. So until these issues are made resolved, I ain't taking a vaccine because I am not sure. I'm hearing too many different experts saying different things. Now, we are in Barbados, we are only telling people what sounds good and what is positive about the vaccine. There are a lot of negatives out there that got me scared as hell. I'm telling you, I'm fighting for COVID, but I'm even more fighting for the vaccine.
And the Barbados Nurses Association has been offering condolences to the family of the QEH nursing assistant. President Joanna Waterman tells Starcom Network News, the late nurse has been described by her colleagues as a dedicated and hard worker. They say she was also a loving and caring person who oftentimes went beyond the call of duty.
Indeed, she will be greatly missed by the nursing community. May she rest in peace. At this time, our nurses are very distraught, impacted by the loss of their colleague, and requiring crisis intervention and counseling to assist them with coping as they continue to take up duty and deliver care. So Barbados Nurses Association, in collaboration with management of Queen Elizabeth Hospital and with the assistance of relevant specialists, is purposing an urgent session of crisis intervention and counseling to assist our nurses during this time of crisis.
President of the Barbados Nurses Association, Joanna Waterman. Approximately half of the 60,000 care packages prepared for vulnerable households across the island have been distributed. Minister of Education, with responsibility for the initiative, Santia Bradshaw, tells Starcom Network News that systems have been put in place to ensure that the most vulnerable families are getting assistance. She says the distribution has been faced with slow challenges, which has slowed down the process.
In the densely populated areas, you know, it's very difficult to maneuver some of the streets. In the remote areas of the countryside, which we would have started yesterday and continuing today, there have been challenges in relation to the distance between each of the houses, and that obviously has slowed down the effort somewhat. Nonetheless, we anticipate that by the end of today, all of the parishes across Barbados would have been touched. We may not have gotten to every single household at this point in time, but the intention certainly is to ensure that we touch everyone, in the course of the next couple of days.
It's Education Minister Santia Bradshaw recapping the top stories. The national lockdown extended to month end, and Prime Minister Mia Motley says it's expected to cost the country about $150 million in economic losses for the month of February. The private sector and the umbrella body of labor unions support the extension of the lockdown. The health minister says they're hoping to begin clearing a backlog of COVID-19 tests as soon as Wednesday, and approximately 30,000 care packages already delivered to vulnerable families. In the evening edition from Starcom Network News, Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Keith Goddard. Good evening.